Yo, so the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and the Future Bachelor podcast only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity or anything like that. This fun podcast, though, may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor podcast.
My life be like, ooh,
yeah.
Yeah, ooh. My life be like, ooh,
welcome to Future Bachelor.
Yeah,
what up, V? We had to do it to him.
And we, it's been stuck in our heads since last week.
It's a vibe. Let's hit him with some verses right here. Come on.
Sounds like these. I don't know the rest.
Yo. We gon' vibe for a little bit. Haven't heard this song in a while. Let's go.
Low kids, they can't. Reflect on all the things I try my hand at. Search for the equation to persuasions I'm used to. Finding comfort in the zones, a class of bones I get loose to. A mountain is Fontaine, spinning in monsters.
I'm just trying to get hype for this show, V. Let's go.
Rolling down the hills, cause life's a hassle. Encircled by my folly like a moat around the castle. Stay afloat, catch a second wind, thin in the air I breathe. Teary eye nose running, wipe the snout on my sleeve. I'm calling on the savior to be all that I need. Please forgive me, my behavior had me lost in high speed.
Times like these will make me say, yeah, Lord, if this city please.
My life be like, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh.
Yeah. Ready to start the show, V?
Always.
Let's go.
My life be like, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. Welcome to Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And this is episode 65.
Woo! Hey! 65. The kids, they really loved it.
I sometimes can't believe how many episodes of this show we've done.
I know, right? As I said, guys, like when 69 rolls around, it's gonna be getting wild.
Jeez. You know, we had to start off with that song because last week we broke out into it and I've just been like singing in my head.
I've been thinking about it. It was the final song, so one of my high school boyfriend would make me CDs. And he made me a CD, you know, months before we, like a couple months before we broke up.
Of course.
That was about the, like, it was supposed to be a songs that timelined our relationship.
Oh.
And this was the end one. So, this is like.
He's like, my life be like, ooh, bye, bye, bye.
No, I broke up with him.
Ooh, okay.
I've told you before, okay. I've never been broken up with.
This girl had to lay the law.
I
just like that song because I feel like it's one of those songs that you like start movies off with, like Harold and Kumar and stuff.
Oh my
it's just
God,
funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good like entrance song to a funny movie. So how are you, V? What's going on?
You know, I could die now because my life is fulfilled.
Fatality.
What happened?
Well, your guys' good vibes, if you put them out there after listening to last week's episode.
Oh my gosh, I got vibes to bring back later.
worked in my favor because your girl met the Jonas Brothers.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, good for you.
And I caught Kevin Jonas's pick. We were like the front row for the actual
the
show.
The front row.
And I like could see, I like kept looking at Nick and I really was wondering if he remembered the time he saw me at Claremont Lounge, October 2016, when he was filming Jumanji. I think that we talk about that on episode Shoot Your Shot. What episode is that?
I don't know. Round 15 or something.
Probably.
But I don't think he remembers, so I'm sorry.
I mean, no. He's got Priyanka.
It's all good,
and
though.
Priyanka
you met
was
them.
There.
That was a goal for your weekend.
Yeah.
Anything else you do?
Well, I mean, I was in New York having a blast, did a bottomless brunch with my friends, which was always fun. It's always nice in New York because then you just go hop on a subway or something.
Yeah.
Like, there's not really, like, you're not really worrying even about a car.
What's crazy about when I go to New York, it's like my family's in Staten Island. So it's like, it's not really like that. Like,
no,
you know,
I mean,
if you go
friends,
into the city, but like Staten Island's like out of like, the, you know, the other four
boroughs.
My friends
like live in like Harlem and like the Upper East Side.
That's
so
what's
like,
up.
We were all up in it. But then I also had dinner at, you know, friend of the pod.
What up?
John Hines' place this past weekend.
He made
me some aglio olio, which is one of my favorite Italian pasta dishes, with some chicken.
Nice. Well, early shout out to him because when this podcast airs, it'll be his birthday.
It'll be his
B-day. Happy birthday to you and many more.
On Channel 4.
Okay.
I hated that shit.
Anyways, yeah, what did I do this weekend?
I don't know. The Emmys?
Yeah, it was the Emmys. And I listened back to our episode last week, and you said, like, F an Emmy. Talking about good vibes. I'm glad I was like, I hope you know, meet the Jonas Brothers. You're like, F an Emmy.
Well, no, I was just, it was a joke. It was a joke.
Thanks.
Oh, no. Because I was listening back to the episode yesterday when I was, like, you know, grabbing clips for our Instagram and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I heard that and I was like, oh, fuck, he's going to bring this up.
I did. But no, I do not blame you for me not winning that night.
Oh,
man. But with that being said,
fuck the Emmy committee. They didn't know talent when they saw it. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Wow. A little too late, V. A little too late.
It's just a little too late.
Okay, your singing won't help this situation.
Oh,
but
no.
But no, it was all good because the day was, you know, we'll talk about it later, but you know, I had the Bachelor casting earlier in the day, and then I had gone you know, to the Emmys that night with my mom, and it was really fun. My mom was a great date.
You guys look so cute together.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. That's
your
amazing.
Mom's the cutest. She sent me a message last night about how the Jonas Brothers were on Songland.
Oh, wow. I got to check out that show. People are saying, like, I should go on that one, too.
I kind of think, like, you would like that show.
I got to check it out.
But I was like, you're always looking out.
Yeah, mom's always a text away. So
yeah, she commented on the photo of me with the Jonas Brothers. She's like, wow, your dream.
That's hilarious. But yeah, you know, we had a good time. Luckily I was at, like, you know, a table with fun people.
Yeah,
and
I was about to say,
it was just cool to be there. Like, you know, it's like a really,
it, like,
regal,
like, a high
ceremony.
Yeah, energy, like, yeah, just like kind of like almost you feel like re-energized to, like, keep doing, like, awesome shit now.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously disappointing not to win, but just to be nominated and recognized is really, you know, an honor.
Awesome.
So
yeah.
And my foot was in the door, so it's not like I don't know I can't do it again.
Exactly.
You know, so
dog,
it makes you work harder. Congratulations to everyone that won. So.
Think about Leo. He didn't win an Oscar until, like, just now.
Leo!
So, like...
So, I'm like Leonardo DiCaprio. Wow. Thanks, V.
No.
Wait,
I mean, you are.
No, don't even try to
say
that.
No, I mean, like, you're that level. I just don't, know if you're taking that negatively.
No, I like Leo.
Okay, good.
Have you ever seen, like, The Beach? That's my favorite Leo movie.
No, I have not. Or
Man in the Iron Mask. Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York. I do love Gangs
actually,
of New York.
Actually, one time my friend was visiting, we had been drinking, and we actually were like...
You just, for everybody, shout out to people on YouTube.
What's up, YouTube?
He just pantomimed drinking as if I didn't know what that word meant.
Drinking. No,
oh,
but
indeed.
I want to let you know it was like bottoms up. But yeah, we literally rated, like, all of, like, Leonardo DiCaprio's movies.
I thought you were about to say all of New York, and I was like, what?
No.
Are you admitting to a crime
on
this podcast?
Oh, boo. But yeah, so that happened. You know, it was cool. My family was here. It was an awesome time just hanging out with them.
Yeah, it looked
we
nice
relaxed.
Just having your fam, you
It
know?
Was fun. It was fun. So that's what I got into this weekend. But I guess, you know, that's about it. We'll get into what more of the Bachelor casting call later on,
yeah,
but in the
as
show.
As a mini main topic.
But now.
No.
Have you confirmed your flight?
Yeah, I just checked in.
You checked in? Well, hold on. This flight doesn't need it 24 hours because it's only coming right now. Get on it. Ah, crickets. Oh, man.
Well, you went for it that
yeah,
way.
Sorry. But
catching
yeah,
flights, not feelings, am I right?
Exactly. You know, get out of that Emmy talk. What do we got for some quick hits, B?
All right, first things first, I'm the realist. Facebook is entering the cryptocurrency game with it's gonna be called Libra, I believe.
Libra.
Which, like, the astrological sign, which I think is an interesting way to maybe pander to the millennials. I honestly, I'm going to be really super real. I don't get cryptocurrency. Like, I know Sim, shout out to Sims early on. He, like, is a big, like, Bitcoin investor kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I wish I was smarter in that sense, like, when it comes to money, to understand, like, you know, what's good about it. But obviously, it's, like, kind of, like, right now, like, Bitcoin and different cryptocurrencies are, like, super big in a lot of different facets. It's, like, a really super secure way to, like, send money and things, but it's like kind of volatile at times, like how much like an actual like Bitcoin or like whatever is worth. And also this is usually what's like used on like the dark web for like shit. Like there's been different things, like if you get hacked or scammed or whatever, like they're going to be asking for this kind of stuff because it's like almost impossible to track.
I mean, I've gotten in, I have a little bit invested in some, it's called Ethereum.
See, like, yeah, cryptocurrency has all these fun names.
Yeah, so essentially, you know, I think it was very popular, like, when it first came out. You know, it was like all this talk, and then it blew up. Everyone like put their money into it.
Yeah.
And then so the people that were in early on when the Bitcoin like got like it like ballooned, like, you know, so they pulled their money out. People made like
good amount of money.
Yeah, really, because really
they like
money.
They capitalized on like that high, you know.
But you know, when it's at that high, you kind of like get scared and you're like, all right, it's
it
this
could
is
crash.
Like, yeah, so let's just pull my money out. And when everyone pulls their money out,
then it loses value.
Yeah, so then you are invested in it. If you didn't pull your money out, your stuff is still in there, and now it's not worth as much as you paid for it.
But it's like it goes up,
it's
and
like
down.
Stock, like, you know.
Yeah, it's
so,
literally that. Yeah,
I mean, if you're not like into stock, you probably won't be into Bitcoin. They say it's going to be like the currency of the future, but I don't really know how that'll happen. But yeah, so what else we got?
So we also have Cara Delevingne and Ashley Benson, who have been like, there's been, you know, they've been seen around, they've been like dating, they've like were seen, the last thing they were seen was like transporting like a $400 like sex toy, like sex harnessy, like swing thing into their apartment, and everyone was like, they obviously have no shame in their game, which I was like, get it, girls. They finally like confirmed the relationship, but everyone knows they've been dating.
Okay.
But they just like finally were like, we're public with it at the Trevor Live Gala, which was like a big Trevor Project sponsored gala for like different folks in media or you know, films, movies, just, you know, culture and things like that that do things for the LGBTQ folks. And so, you know, Cara was just like, you know, we've been dating for a year. I think they have a movie coming out together where they're like a couple, so I think it was another
Yeah, that Cara girl, she was pretty big like a couple years ago in a lot of movies.
She was in a John, well, she was in
I feel like
a John Green movie, and then she was in some weird sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
And then she was also, I mean, she was in Suicide Squad too. As the weird evil witchy looking thing.
She
I don't really, I'll be honest, I don't think she's a good actress.
And then Ashley Benson's from
Pretty Little Liars.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's what's up. Those girls are hot. Gloria Vanderbilt died. Anderson Cooper's son. You're gonna have to take this away.
Okay, so Gloria Vanderbilt, and if that last name sounds familiar, it's because it is, she is, you know, part of the storied Vanderbilt family that, you know, kind of was part of like the big like part of like the boom of the economy back in like the early 1900s, late 1800s situation. Like her family like had a whole like, you know, silver oil situation. But she like definitely wasn't like, she was fought over as a child for like who's gonna like be take care of her so that they could like continue to have like her money and things like that. And she kind of like stepped out from all that and became a designer, like a jeans designer, and kind of like was very much so like tongue-in-cheek about it, which was different for the time, like making sure, like, you know, she was like before Good American and stuff like that by Chloe were around, very much so emphasizing like how a booty looks, like that's what she did. So
shout out to her.
So she died this past week, and Anderson Cooper is her son, and he like, you know, made a whole announcement about it on CNN about, you know, how amazing she was and all the different things she did. So it's just, you
know. No wonder Anderson Cooper's so high up there.
I mean, he's also a great reporter.
For sure. But how did he get all his opportunities? Now it all makes sense.
We're not going to look into that.
No, I definitely will.
Okay.
I definitely will.
Clickety, clickety, clickety.
I just hate what it looks like. Oh, he's just like the little small town boy.
Wait a second.
Gloria Vanderbilt. Okay, I see what's going on here. What else we got?
So, Avengers Endgame. It's like finally like, you know, petering out in theaters. But the producer's like, JK, we're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back with some like cut footage that you didn't see, some more like after credit shit, and like a little tribute. So, and that's coming, that should be coming to theaters next weekend. I'm not sure like the extreme, like how much it's going to be dispersed to like what theaters. I'm guessing, you know, I'm guessing here in Atlanta, we're going to be getting in a lot of theaters. It was filmed, most of that shit was filmed here.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Will I probably go see it again sometime next weekend? And will I probably still cry at different things? Of course. Yeah. I will.
Just going to the theater. You love going to the movies.
I mean, I actually... I
you go to the movies like pretty much every weekend.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I feel like every time we talk about a movie, you're like, I just saw it this weekend. I was no, like, damn.
No, it's only been recently. Honestly, like, I haven't, like, since these past, like, couple of months, I haven't been to the movies in, like, half a year. Mm. So...
All right. We're going to list all the movies that you've seen in this since this year. And I bet you it's like 10.
I don't know.
I think so. 10? Because I feel like I can name like almost like six right
now. I've seen Avengers. I've seen Ma. Mm-hmm. What else have I seen recently?
That's recently.
Oh, I saw Us.
Mm-hmm.
I saw...
Captain Marvel.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. I love
okay,
the
see, my
said.
Thing is like these, like some of these like Marvel movies, like that's my shit.
You saw X-Men?
I didn't.
Dude, I'm just saying, you've seen a lot of movies.
I mean, like, these are like also like, these are like date night activities. I feel like once
that's
I'm
fine.
Like,
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
No, I'm not. I'm just like, I'm just saying, like, usually, like, up until like, I guess recently, I wasn't seeing a lot of movies. But then, like,
now you're seeing the patterns.
Now that I'm dating someone, I'm seeing a lot more movies.
Yeah, we need to do some different dates.
I know.
All right. So, speaking of the Marvel Cinematic Universe,
yeah, give me the lowdown on our mans.
Well, check this out. I didn't actually like read into it, so maybe, yeah.
Oh, do you need me to read?
But I just thought it was interesting. I thought it was interesting because I did think you were going to read it before the show. But
oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that I had to click the link.
I highlighted it green. But listen, okay. Keanu Reeves is in talks to join the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Hang on. And with that being said, I wanted to talk about it because Keanu Reeves has been having like a crazy year so far. Like with the release of John Wick 3 and like he was in Played Himself and You'll Always Be My Maybe, which I watched again this weekend with my family. And it was still funny as hell. And now he's in a video game. Like he's being, I forgot what video game he was in right now. But it'd be crazy. I love Keanu Reeves. And he's going to be coming back with Bill and Ted, a new one. So Keanu Reeves is having a good year so far.
So I'm reading it quickly.
What are they saying?
It's not a lot. It's just saying that Kevin Feige, the president of Marvel.
Feige.
You know, however you say it. Mm-hmm. He's been, Feige?
I think it's Kevin Feige.
Feige? Mm-hmm. Feige. Okay. He came out saying how there's a lot, like they've been having a lot of different talks about what kind of like leading role they want to put Keanu in or like what could possibly fit for him. He even said that they like talked to him for most of the films that they make just to see like you know where he could fit in, so like I guess it's kind of like balls more in his court to see like what he's going to be interested in.
I feel
in.
Like he'd make a great villain in one of the movies, but if you're going to get him in the cinematic universe you got to make him a hero, I guess. Yeah. So you can pop him in and out.
So this little article was just being like maybe an X-Men, because I mean now that the X-Men is being like absorbed by the MCU, like if they do some sort of X-Men remake, I feel like that would be a good fit for him maybe.
That'd be cool. I know like you know with the character of Loki, you know he's like a bad guy but people really like him and they're making a whole series about him on
but I mean I don't know, like would Tom Hiddleston say no to that?
I don't know. Well, what if to know to what
to doing that because he's Loki?
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying like a character like that, like where he's like bad and good, you know.
Like
so
a lovable bad.
Yeah, I always like those characters. Keanu Reeves is one of those people.
He's kind of that guy.
Yeah. So today is what?
Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
So let's Juneteenth.
Well, today as we're recording.
As we're recording, June 19th. That's where the name Juneteenth came from.
Mm-hmm.
It is the celebration of the like complete emancipation of slavery. So obviously like Emancipation Proclamation was signed in 1963, all that jazz, but then like when the war finally ended, like people were still enslaved in different areas, but then when the war ended, Major General Gordon Granger went to Texas and as like it was ending and everything, like, and freed a whole bunch of slaves that were still like being held there and enslaved. And so a lot of, you know, African Americans here celebrate Juneteenth as, you know, the day of like freedom and things like that, even though like it didn't get like Emancipation Proclamation didn't get ratified until the end, but this is like, you know, the day of celebration where it was like, oh my god, you know, we're all free, the war's over, this kind of deal. And it's still like, I think it's really cool. I've actually seen a lot of Juneteenth festivals around. One time I was in Iowa, of all places, like a white ass state. And I was there with my mom and my aunt and other like women in my family for a girls weekend. And they were having like a huge like Juneteenth festival and like shut down the roads and everything. So like it's just like crazy to see like, you know, this is like such an important part of African-American culture here in America, as well as like, you know, like there's still so much work left to be done, because like I saw a lot of like stuff on the internet today being like, you know, we're free-ish, like we're free, obviously, like we're not enslaved, but like, as you know, for African Americans, but there's still so much inequality.
Well, I mean, even like, you know, with that, you know, Netflix miniseries, you know, When They See Us, that's a perfect example.
Perfect example.
And I actually saw like a clip of like someone asking President Trump about like, do you like, you know, they've been exonerated, they've been paid, and he still won't admit. He's like, you know, even the city of New York, you know, regrets like, or, you know, wishes that they didn't pay him out and stuff.
So I'm like, disgusting.
What? Of course they wish they didn't pay, have to pay him out, but, God. You know. I don't know, man. Like Trump had, from a previous episode, had spent like $85,000 to put a full page ad out in a newspaper saying that we should bring back the death penalty in New York for those kids.
Disgusting.
Yeah. So, yeah, for sure. Juneteenth. I'm glad you were able to explain it, you know, for our listeners and for me. And you're very knowledgeable on all that stuff, too. Her brain is so big, people. Her brain is very, very big. What made you go yikes this week? This is kind of like we added like some topics inside of the yikes moment, but what made you go yikes?
All right. So there's a lot of stuff with Taylor Swift happening right now that just has made me go yikes, and just made me uneasy, and just made me question her whole shenanigans right now. So like, to recap, we all know she released the song Me earlier. She just released the song You Need to Calm Down recently, and announced that her album Lover will be coming out August 23rd. But You Need to Calm Down has like all this language about, you know, being against homophobics and celebrating, you know, the LGBTQ community, things like that. And she released her video, which has like over 20 celebs. Like, it's got like the Fab Five from Queer Eye, it's got RuPaul, it's got Laverne Cox, it's got a whole bunch of other like LGBTQ related stars, as well as it has Katy Perry, who like they had a moment in it where they like hug, and like it's very much so like the beef is over because Katy Perry's in her hamburger costume from the Met. Taylor Swift's in a Fry's costume, so it's like we're a pair, the beef's over. But because they had beef back like when they both were touring, or like Katie was touring, whatever, and Katie wanted to use some backup dancers that Taylor Swift had been employing, but like Taylor Swift wasn't actually on tour at that time. It was so stupid, but whatever. So and at the end of this video, she like, you know, promotes signing this petition that she started for, you know, support for the Equality Act, which is a thing that's being passed through. It passed through the House of Representatives. I think it's going to the Senate right now. That's supposed to, you know, make sure that folks can't be discriminated against in workplaces, etc., based on gender presentation, sexuality, all that jazz, or like, or different things, you know, homeless shelters, things like that, because President Trump has tried to make it so that like trans folks can't be accepted in different homeless shelters or different spaces, like the army, things like that. So this whole act is supposed to kind of, you know, go against these different homophobic and transphobic things that President Trump has been trying to put in place, and just different discriminatory laws. So which is good, and we all know, we talked about it on a previous episode, that she donated money to like help, you know, work against, like to for foundations to work against a law in Tennessee that was also doing like, you know, LGBTQ.
Where's the yikes coming in?
The yikes.
It says, this all sounds good, right?
It sounds great.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
Okay.
Right? But the issue is, in this video, is like, she's painting the bad guys as all these like white hillbillies who like, you know, are stupid, and they have signs that are like misspellings of like, homosexuality is a sin, like get a life, morons, and shit like that, which I'm like, okay. But Taylor, they're not the enemy. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just like, you're making the narrative about people who have absolutely no power. And also you're like just demeaning anybody who lives in it. Like, cause it's set in a trailer park. So it's just demeaning anybody who's poor.
Yeah.
And like, you know, calling them ignorant and things like that. And then, just like the whole thing where like, it's, you know, she's like taking the stand. First of all, for me, it's too little too late. She was very much so quiet for the longest time, you know, because she didn't want to lose her conservative fans. And now that it's profitable for her, she is, you know, and it's Pride Month. Like, she's definitely like capitalizing on this whole idea. And also, like, I just saw this Onion article, which is literally how I felt. And sometimes I'm like, do I write these Onion articles? But it's like the whole article is titled Taylor Swift inspires team to come out as straight woman needing to be the center of a gay rights narrative, which is very true. It's kind of like Taylor, as though, like, I appreciate her taking her platform to, you know, to create this, like, make a petition, whatever. But it's very much so, like, centered on her and, like, her trying to be a gay icon and, like, her being, like, look at all my gay friends and, like, all that shit, where I'm just kind of like, Taylor, like, where were all these gay friends before?
Yeah.
Like, where was all this support before?
No, I think it is corny. It's corny a little bit.
It's just like,
no, like, you know, good, I guess, you know, there's a good that can come out of that.
Yeah. But,
you know, when you start, it's a gimmick. Like, you're trying to get, like, the Avengers of, like, you know, that community together.
Oh, she is.
For, you know, your music video, which is a smart idea for maybe a gay person or someone of that community to do themselves. And there's people that are gay, lesbian, like, artists.
Oh, yeah. You know? Plenty.
Why don't you get one of those people on the song at least? You know, like,
yeah.
You know, it's not, I mean, it's a fight that you can be a part, but like to make it your fight, like,
yeah,
like, it almost seems, it is gimmicky. Like, you know, everything, like you just said, it aligns. Gay Pride Month. Like, you're trying, what are you trying to do? Like, take like the Lady Gaga, you know, route and stuff. Like, Lady Gaga didn't even do like that much, you know?
And like, she did a pop up performance at Stonewall.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if like, just like quick history lesson, Stonewall and like how that, you know, started the whole like pride movement and everything like that. That was a riot that was led by queer and trans black women. And I just have like a really uncomfy feeling about like a white straight woman, like, you know, taking that,
right.
Like taking that whole idea and like being like, look, which it's like, there's a difference between like understanding the power of your voice over maybe potentially the power of like folks and the, like, you know, just your platform. And there's like a difference between like using that for good and like trying to help. And then like center, like as like, even though it's satire, centering the narrative around yourself, like
right.
The Onion narrative.
I think, like, you know, to me, it'd be fine also if the songs were like good, like,
and they're,
you know what
not
I'm saying?
And they're cheesy,
yeah,
and they sound like kid songs. They don't sound like, they honestly don't sound sincere to me. I think that's also what gets me, is like, this isn't like, it's very much so like, like, you need to calm down. Like
I don't see any girls like running to hear this new Taylor Swift stuff right now. I'm sure she's gonna drop one, you know what I'm saying? But like right now it doesn't feel like that.
It's just, yeah, I'm interested to see like what this album's gonna be like.
Usually I'm doing the same thing. Like, I'm usually like here for some Taylor, but like
I think
she's getting into the very closely to like some Katy Perry territory. Like, you know, she's gonna soon, you know, people get sick of you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I've talked about like the same thing with like Drake. Like, I'm like, people are going to get sick of you. Like, to think you're always going to be on top of the world and stuff is just, you know, and then you start doing all this gimmicky stuff. Like,
yeah, because all of her Instagram fake. Is like all rainbowy shit.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, okay, we get it. And like a lot of people have been like, maybe this is like her coming out album. Maybe she's going to like actually come out. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, and my thing is, like, she already has, like, there's so many white gays, honestly, mostly white gays, who, like, love Taylor Swift. Like, if she's, like, trying to become more of a gay icon, I mean, she already has, like, that, she already has, like, an audience.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, is it a diverse one? Not really.
You don't have to make things gay so gay people like it. Like, gay people like what they like, you know what I'm saying? And apparently they like you, so you don't have to try.
Yeah, I don't know.
And also the song sucks. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this would all be good if the song was, like, rocking. But, like, you're just like, it doesn't even sound that great. It, you know, it's not even better than the last one. And the last one wasn't that great.
And we're not
that one actually started to grow on me a little bit, the me one.
Yeah.
But even then, like, you know, this one should be better than that one, and doesn't. And no. And people are saying also, like, again, she's, like, ripping off of Beyonce. I don't know if you saw any of that. But Beyonce had a video for, I think it was, like, We Like the Party.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, she's, like, in a swimming pool and in a trailer and, like, cooking and stuff.
Oh, damn.
And so, like, they're doing, like, side-by-side stills of, like, the videos and stuff. So, I mean, Taylor was accused of... like ripping off her homecoming stuff at that performance with the Billboard Awards.
So
I mean, I don't know, man. And Taylor, what are you doing?
If you listen to the beat, which, because my friend pointed this out and I like then listened to him back to back, if you listen to Royals by Lorde and you listen to this new song, it's exactly the same.
Ooh.
You'll have to, yeah. I know you hate Lorde, but yeah, you'll exactly.
That's probably why I don't like the song.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that explains a lot more now. So, I mean, yikes, Taylor, what are you doing? Get out of here.
I think, you know, she's trying to do the most, and I'm just like, you need to calm down, Taylor.
Well, August 23rd is still like 2 months away, so.
She always does it. Even like when Reputation came out, she like announced it like in September.
Yeah, but like if she's going for a song of the summer or something like that.
She ain't there, dog.
She ain't there yet. So, well, interesting. Well, I guess we might as well get into
a mini main topic.
Mini main topic.
Hey.
Let's see. What do we want to talk about?
I want to know what the heck happened at this casting call. Okay. I want you to pull back the curtain.
Okay. Well, guys.
Show me that wizard.
This is coming from a guy. So I've talked to other girls that have been on like casting calls and stuff. I don't know if there's different casting calls as you get closer, like maybe next year, like or at the towards the end of the year they do, like, but I ended up going to the casting call. It started at 1:00. I got there at like 1:15. And I went in my tuxedo for the Emmys because I had to be there at the Emmys at 5:00, and I didn't know how long this was gonna take. So I was just like, let me just go in this.
Yep.
And I show up and there's like the lady that's running it. She's like, you know, we've been talking about this for like since last year. And so she'd been telling, like, there's only really one person that works for the show that is there. And she's just kind of overseeing the operation of it. So just like just to start with, like these casting calls go really quick. They're not like they're spending that much time. No, like these are like the preliminary casting to just get like, you know, a bunch of people to see in the like, you know, get their paperwork, get, you know, their interests, get them on camera, take some pictures. But this is not like the in-depth, like, you know, because the producers that are there, like, all right, so let me start where at the beginning. I walk up and like the lady Donna was like, I already told them about you, like, they, and so I was in my tux and I show up and there's already like 200 girls.
Well, yeah.
I'm looking around. Girls, 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 girls. I'm the only guy.
The only guy.
This line is like wrapped around like the lobby to the front of like the television station and stuff. Damn. And it's just girls. But like the lady that was like working, that works for the show or whatever, she seemed like really like excited. Like as I was walking up, she's like, what the heck is going on? Like I'm full tux, dressed to the nines. And she was just like happy. So she like was rushing me. She's like, you need to get to like the front of the line and talk to a producer and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So like,
that's major.
And
okay.
I mean, first of all, I'm the only guy.
Cutsies.
Are they going to make me like wait behind all these girls? Just like, you know, so I was like, let's just get this guy out of here. But yeah, no, I mean, they had like the casting, like, so they have like, first, you stand in line. They pushed me to the front of the line with, like, a bunch of girls. And I was, like, they're all beautiful. It was crazy. Like, so many beautiful girls. Like, they're all dressed in nines, but not in tuxes and stuff. But so I'm starting to make friends with the girls in the line. I'm like, hey, what's going on? My name is Sai. And, like, you know, introducing myself. I met a girl that was coming from North Carolina.
Yeah.
And
because I feel like this is, like, the main hub. Like, it's, like, the southeast.
So
hub.
I met, like, two girls, like, that were, like, my homies. And then, like, we were, like, five people from the front where the guy was taking pictures. And we all get our pictures taken. And he's like, oh, dude, what's up? Yo, he's like, you really dressed the part. I was like, yeah, cool. So I get my pictures.
Yeah, man.
And
I've
then
got
they're
places
like,
to be.
They take three pictures of you. So you like, one is just like to get you like on camera. And then other ones are like, you can be cute. And and so I'm just like, hey, and he's like, you've done this before? I'm like, no, dude, what? Shut
up. You're like, hang on, let me pull out my sunglasses out of my pocket.
No, this is it. That would have been, I actually left my sunglasses there, which suck. But so then they make you fill out like a questionnaire. And the crazy part is that, like, so those girls that like were with me in line, which, like, I was walking out from taking the picture, and she's like, where do you think you're going, mister? And then so she called me back to like sit down at the table with her and the other girl.
Yeah.
And they're asking for like, you know, questions like, you know, the stuff we talked about last week. It was like all the stuff we talked.
Crazy.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously we researched it a little bit. And, you know, so they're asking you questions like, you know, three things about yourself that you wouldn't think people would know about you. You'd be surprised to hear. And my questions were different from the girls. So, like, I'm asking them, like, advice on things. What should I put? They're asking me for advice. Did this sound good? And,
well, that's cute.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So, my questions were different, obviously, because I had the guy form. And,
interesting that the questions were so different.
They were not, like, super different, but, like, theirs was for the bachelor. Mine was for the bachelorette. And,
but, like, so I guess what were the differences?
I don't know. I didn't go through theirs and see, but I just know that like my questions were different because I'm like, I got to a point and I was like, yo, what'd you guys put for that? And they're like, oh, I didn't have that question. I was like, oh, okay.
Weird.
And then the titles on the top of the pages were different. So I was like, oh shoot. So they're completely one for guys, one for girls. And, so I finished it and then, they ushered me to the front of the line to talk to like a producer. And, like, so these producers are not like, they don't work for the show. I think they're local and they're just meant to ask you some basic questions, get you on camera so they can send all this information to LA, where, you know, show producers will like check out all the, like the cast. So, so like on camera, I get in the room, they had me talk to a guy.
Hey guys, welcome to Food Truck Diary.
Yeah, no. So I was like, they're like, hey, you know, say your name, your age, and you know, have you ever been in love and all this stuff. So yeah, so I like everything we talked about on the show, I pretty much said, in the casting call and
we prepped you right.
Yeah, it was good.
We as in me.
I felt pretty good. I had taken a couple shots before I went in. Ooh. So I was like feeling good. I had read that's
nice
a good,
and loose.
Yeah.
Nice and warm.
I read that you want to be a little loose when you go in there. So, and it worked. So I think everyone liked me. I mean, it's really, you can't really tell much. They don't really give you much. They're like, you know, if they like you, they'll get back to you and stuff. Like, you know, we don't make decisions here.
When are you supposed to hear back?
They don't give you any sort of timeline. Yeah. So like, you know, I think the next thing I would do would probably be do like a video submission.
Yeah.
In the next couple months and then send that in. Probably later, towards the later of the year. But my name is in the hat, you know, so we'll see what happens.
I don't really have
more info. It's like I wish I could like have like, yo, they're gonna fly me. No, it's not nothing like that. But I don't think they were doing that with anybody. So
no, I don't think that. Yeah, I don't honestly.
They were just kind of like getting people through. And there's so many people to get through that I can imagine that they wouldn't do that with people. Like they just bring you in a room, have you get on camera, talk a couple questions, and good luck.
Well, thank God you got to go early, so then you didn't even have to really
right.
That
and
much
the
about
fact
rushing.
That like they because I was the only guy, they just kept like pushing me to the front of lines. They're like, oh no, you should go to the front of the line. Like I'm like, oh, like cutting off.
You're like but
200
feminism.
Girls. Yeah. Yeah. No. Right. That was out the window. I was like, get me out of here. So and the funny part is though,
because like, I have a place to be.
Right. I was, you know, in my tux, so. In line, people were thinking I was like part of it. They're like thinking I was interviewing people. They thought I was like a spy, like put in there, like
yeah, you're
like,
a mole.
I just look weird though. Like I'm like the only guy with like hundreds of girls like in line and stuff, and I'm dressed in a tuxedo. I look like I'm from The Bachelor.
Or like the girls looking like cute little dresses.
Oh my god, they're so hot, all of them, dude. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. Like it was insane. I don't even know how they whittle it down to 30 people each like year. It's crazy. Like so many beautiful. I could have picked the 30 from that room. You know, but it's like, you know, so it's definitely a crazy process how they pick people. But yeah, so if I ever hear of anything from it, the last thing I'm probably try to do is do that video submission thing later on in the year.
I think that's smart.
And then from there.
And I guess like cough, does someone need to nominate you too?
Yeah, I mean, you might as well, Veronica. but. You know, at that point,
I'll submit episodes with this podcast with my stuff. I'll be like, well, I'll be like, oh, well, there's a podcast we do together.
So, you know, it's still alive. But, you know, at some point, you're just going to expense all like you can do. You know, it's just like I've gone to a casting call. I've submitted a video. Someone's nominated me. And at that point, I'm just going to be finding love like everyone else. So, but I thought it was a cool experience. Like, just like,
yeah, thanks for opening up about like how the process
was. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
super intrigued.
I think mine was not as I think because I had a little connection, like, of the person who was throwing that they let me just get through there and stuff. But if you were just a normal person showing up,
you had to wait for hours.
You would probably have to, like, wait a long time. You'd probably, you know, interact with more people in line and stuff. Yeah. And it'd be a long day. So I was, like, lucky in that sense. And then I went to the Emmys, picked my mom. And it was the first time I ever actually got an Uber Black.
Ooh.
Yeah, for no reason I spent.
You're just like fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted him to open the door.
I'm
for my
Emmy
mom.
Bound, bitch.
Yeah. That's yeah.
So cute.
It was pretty cool. So it was a crazy day. Actually, I got a surprise for you.
What?
I got you a present.
No, you didn't.
Got you a little something. It's a little souvenir from the casting call.
What
here,
is
check it out.
I'm nervous. This is like just a plastic.
Why do you always get presents on here? I never get presents.
Oh my God, they're shirts!
Yeah, show the people.
It's a shirt.
Yeah, it says The Bachelor.
It says The Bachelor. Okay,
so
wow.
You can wear that during like some tipsy talks or maybe for an episode of the podcast.
Okay, is there another shirt? Is this Bachelor in Paradise? Is that what this says?
Almost Paradise.
Oh my God! Okay, wait, how did you get these? Man in store.
Well, I went
to... okay, guys, this was in like a bag that you get booze in because it's like black. Booze or sex toys.
I have to hide these presents before the show, so it's a surprise.
Literally, he always gets me. Maybe I should snoop more. I'm a really snoopy person.
No, you stay on that side of the table. Would be, but yeah, no, they, you know, I was at the casting call and they had like promotional stuff there, so it was for, ironically, there was no Bachelor shirts for guys, but there was a lot for girls, so I was like, like these.
Oh,
so yeah, enjoy those.
I'd
wear them at the next
tipsy.
I'd give
you my pick from Kevin Jonas, but you don't want it.
Actually, I do.
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. Selfish. Yeah, so what do we got for some Bachelorette news? It was another crazy week on the show.
God. This week made me fucking Jesus. Okay, so we're on week six.
Mm-hmm.
Week six episode. Half of it was like we were getting from the end of last episode, so we picked back up with her 1-on-1 date with Luke. Which I don't. Did I say this last episode that this? I think that was supposed to be a. No, I didn't. I think that was supposed to be technically a 2-on-1 episode.
I think I said that last week.
Yeah, because I think we did.
It was supposed to be the 2-on-1 with Luke's.
With Luke's.
Yeah, but then Luke sent himself home, so they were just like.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Because I didn't think he deserved that 1-on-1 date.
No.
But you know that's
he didn't.
So
he doesn't deserve anything he gets. No. So she, you know. Is like, I can't give you this rose. You have to respect my decision. I just can't. Like, I've been up to here. This has been driving me nuts. You've been driving me nuts. Like, I can't do it. And he's like, so this means I'm going home? She's like, yeah, dog. And so then he walks out, walks like several paces into the Scotland woods, does a very abrupt turnaround. He's like, no, I'm going back. I can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
Can't leave now. And I was like, dog, yeah, you can. Like, you're supposed to. Like, she kicked you off.
Damn.
And he comes back and he's like, you know, she's like, what you doing, bruh? And he's all like, I can't leave. You mean everything to me. And then she's like, but like, you are not doing anything. And now you're just like repeating what I said to you. Like, I don't understand. And the thing that I really laughed about, because like, you know, she's very much so into like, I need you to show emotion. I need you to like, because she's like, he's like, I feel like screaming and crying. And she's like, then scream and cry. And then he musters like the teeniest yell to be like, I'd move mountains for you. Like, it wasn't even, I think I did it louder than he did, honestly.
Hey, keep it down, inside voice. No, like, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, so he talks his way back, huh?
Yeah, and so like the guys are all, the rest of the dudes are like waiting back at their little Scotland house, and they're like, I wonder what the fuck is happening with this long ass date, which like us viewers at home are like, yeah, this date's lasted 2 weeks for us dogs.
Right, yeah.
Like, you think this is long? And then like homie Luke P just like walks through the door. They keep like doing B-roll of like his luggage, which his monogram is wrong. Mm-hmm. He like did his monogram wrong. So like it has his middle initial as like the biggest, which is wrong. Okay. Any basic bitch knows that that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, I kept, so I'm like, everyone's like waiting for someone to come grab the luggage because they're like, he has to leave.
Yeah.
And the looks on their faces when he walks through the door and he's like, man, that was the worst date of my life. And they're like, All of them. Like, Jed's face was literally, he was just slack jawed. He's like, what?
Yeah, well, Jed is gonna have to speak for himself in a little bit, but yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's kind of crazy. What I've noticed this episode, I know the guys are starting to get a little annoying, not just him. Like, honestly, they're Luke P annoying. Is not even like the most annoying part of the show anymore. It's like the guys, they're so in their head about Luke. It's like, you know, that Garrett guy.
They're self-sabotaging. Yeah. So Garrett like starts.
What the hell is wrong with him?
So Garrett breaks the cardinal rule of Bachelor, Bachelorette, which is he uses his one-on-one time during the cocktail party for the rose ceremony.
And he's doing good. Like, you know, he doesn't have to get involved.
Why
like,
is he doing that? Yeah. I think he really, and he admits later, he's like, I was being petty, whatever. But like he, you know, he like uses one-on-one time to talk to Hannah about being like, so that date with Luke, like, you know, we all hate Luke. Well, how'd that go? Like, why is he still here? Yeah. And she's like, dog, like, that's not your decision to make. Also, like, what the fuck? And so, like, then, you know, and, like, yeah, he, and, like, the whole thing was before Luke went on this date, I guess he, like, made a promise to the guys being like, my none of your names will be in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Like, don't you worry. This is about me and Hannah. And they're like, okay, dog. Like, okay. And then, like, Garrett's like, so did he talk about any of us? And Hannah's like, I mean, yeah, he brought up Mike and whoever, blah, blah, blah. And Garrett's like, okay. And goes back to the group of guys. And is like, so, oh, Luke, you talked about us?
Yeah.
And then starts the whole fight there.
Mm-hmm. Like, this was the sequence where, like, she keeps having to come in and being like, shut up. And then they start talking again. And then she has to come back and be like, guys, I don't know what the hell is wrong with you. Like, why do you keep, like, every time I walk away, you guys, like, they couldn't control themselves. It's like, dude, just don't say anything. Like, just stop talking. Like walk away.
Like, it's like, it's just like they're just, all of them are talking in circles about this whole situation. Like, well, you talked about us. You said you weren't going to talk about us. Well, why are you even like, and then like, Luke,
Gary needs to go home.
Luke can't even keep his fucking story straight either. And so like, then they're all just like arguing over nothing because Luke will say something slightly different. They're like, oh, well, now your story's changed. Well, what about this and that? You said this and that. And then it's just like such stupid shit where then like, you know, she comes in the first time. She's like, stop it. Like, this isn't what this is about. Whatever. Focus on me.
Yeah.
Focus on me, you guys. It's all about me. Don't you know? Walks away.
Well, then, yeah. She chugs
her champagne. Has to come back because they're still bitching.
She's like, guys, stay in your lanes.
She's like, stay in your freaking lanes. And
which made sense. It's like, dude, seriously, like, stop talking about each other. Just like date
just
me.
Date
and
her.
She has no opportunity to actually get to know any of these
I know.
Guys.
She's like, none of you guys have asked me anything about myself. And I really
which is
want,
true.
I really wanted her to say something like, none of you even know if I like spaghetti or mac and cheese. Since that was like her big, like, you haven't asked me about real stuff like spaghetti or mac.
I know. But when you start breaking the fourth wall like that by saying like, you know, it's six episodes in and it's like, you guys don't know anything about me. Like, y'all are just strangers. Like, she really is like, I don't think any of these guys. I like any of these guys right now. Like, just because they're all like good looking or here for me doesn't mean that they're the one. And she starts to kind of break down. She doesn't want to be there. And I think this is when, like, you know, we get that other hour of like her sitting down with Chris Harrison, making it seem like that happened like the next day or something. I really think that happened like post the show.
So the first part, definitely, like, they were in the Latvia. So they go to
Latvia.
They do like a little bit where like he's talking to her in a Latvia like coffee shop, mm-hmm. and she gets emotional. And then
I think, you know, why they did this other part is because Chris kind of seems like really pushy. Like, Chris Harrison seems a little pushy. Like,
I think like after Colton almost like ditched last season, I think he's like, we can't lose another.
Right. Exactly. But like, you know,
he's like, my livelihood.
He's like, but they're here for you. Like, they're so into you that they're going crazy for you. Like Chris Harrison
so
looks kind of weird.
It's just like, my thing is like,
I think they picked up on that and they were like, whoa, we got to like film this other thing post the show. When we look back and look on this, we need her, like her and him to sit down. I don't think that happened the next day or
no,
anything.
That's definitely because it's back in the mansion.
Yeah.
So it's definitely
like, what was your favorite date? She had to like think back on, she's like, because I had way more dates after like what he's like.
Yeah. It's
to this
post-production.
Point. Yeah.
And like, it's all about like they do this really stupid recap bullshit.
Like, why are they back at the mansion? Like, you know,
yeah, it's really stupid recap bullshit, kind of like trying to like break down. It's like, you know, you almost decided to leave.
Yeah.
But let's look back on everything that's happened. I'm like, no, we just watched half of this bullshit.
Yeah.
And like, then even like, I don't know, like even how Hannah was talking about some of this stuff, I'm like, you weren't talking like that during these situations, Hannah.
That's because it's probably
it's like
so 2 months ago. Yeah.
Like, she's like probably like, you know, with whoever she's
with. I was wondering
with.
If anybody else was noticing that it felt like they've recorded that. Like,
oh, I mean, I knew for sure. I was like, this is post.
Yeah. So, So I didn't really pay attention to all that, to be honest.
No, I was fucking around during that part. So, So, but like, let's do a little bit. So, Jed, we brought him up earlier.
Yeah.
I guess there's some drama.
I woke up this morning. I saw like people had put out an article like it's like Bachelorette bombshell. And
you're like, click.
Yeah. I was like, send a V. But, you know, because Jed is like a front runner right now. Mm-hmm. And he could be like at the top. But like, I don't know. Is getting exposed like post the show, you know, that's not good. Because you know she really likes him right now, and so what's happening?
So like supposedly he had a
Jed is the one that he plays guitar.
Yeah. They both just weren't Jesus. He supposedly had a girlfriend for most of the show.
Yeah, and he like says that like you know this is gonna be good for my career and all that stuff. Like, dude, like yeah, this is gonna be good for your career, but like.
Maybe like not.
Why are all these guys so slimy? I don't understand.
They're
it.
All slimy. They're all stupid.
Like you know? Because I kind of compared myself to Jed a little bit because like yeah, I do music. Like
making music. And, yeah. He seems so genuine.
Right. But like I'm not like that. Right. No. I'm not going on the show. Like I don't have girlfriends. I don't have like you know.
You have multiple girlfriends. Well, you have a harem. They're right. They're watching us perform. Do our thing right.
Girls, ladies, can you keep it down?
God, quiet on set.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know.
It's just, and then,
Because it could be only one sided. Like, you know, maybe it was one of the girls he was seeing. Like, that's what it is. Like, you know, like yeah, girls then, like, can claim anything.
I mean, like some of these folks, like even like on other, you know, seasons, there's always like, you know, the dude or the girl or whatever who like tries to come back being like, whoever, like they, you know, hop on the show somehow and like, whoever was dating me up until the day he went, or technically he never broke up with me. Like there's always like somebody. Like,
well, I kind of think about it like in real life though. Like, okay. Like I just went to this casting call. Like I don't know when they're going to hit me up. So I'm just living my life dating girls and stuff. And you know, what are you supposed to stop talking to girls that like are in your life? Like a month.
On.
Like, all right. Hey girl, I got to stop talking to you. And it's the 2 month like countdown until
But like, you can't like be act. You can't be.
But well, I'm just saying like, what would, and then that girl would like, if she really wants to like, you know, get her name out there or make the guy look bad, she could easily like, he was texting me like to come over like on this day. It's like, it's just almost like, it's hard. Yeah. You know, it's hard.
No, I'm not saying.
And if the girl's stupid enough to let your boyfriend go, then dude, you're an idiot. Like, you know?
Yeah.
If that's like I can't keep hearing these stories of like couples that are like, hey honey, like this is gonna be good for us. I'm not gonna fall in love, and then he completely ghosted her like when he got home and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. What's it called? Did anyone go home this week?
Like kind of like the randos who like we have barely seen anything from.
And I'm happy a couple of those guys went home because they were like, talking so much shit.
Yeah,
and
it Devin was one of them that was talking so much shit.
I'm glad he went home.
Grant, who looks kind of like a dad, he went home. And Kevin is going to be, he's one of the newly announced upcoming cast members for Bachelor in Paradise. So.
Yeah, they announced a lot of them. My girl Kaylin's on there. Damn.
Kaylin's on there. Bibby is back.
Oh God, I don't like Bibby that much anymore.
Love Bibby.
She doesn't really look for love. I feel like she's
just, you know, trying to help everyone else. She needs to help herself.
Yeah.
She actually just recently had a boyfriend too, so I'm interested. Same with Clay. He started dating Angela, I believe, who was on last summer, and so.
Now he's single. He's the one that went home because he's in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, I mean. I'm glad because, you know, like these guys will go to the show and they won't have like a connection with like the lead. And then they end up just being friends with all those guys there and stuff. And it's like, and then they feel like they can talk shit, you know, like I kind of like, as much as like Luke P is a bad guy, I kind of feel like I hate when people bully people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter if he's like would be the bully. You guys are ganging up together to bully the big guy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And well, you wouldn't be saying this stuff to him if it was out. Like that's what I like. Well, the show will make it because you can't hit people on a show and you'll definitely go home. Like people like Garrett will start talking so much shit. Like you would do something about it. Give me a break.
Yeah. But like, yeah, it's like ridiculous that these folks like, you know, Devin and Dylan or whoever the fuck.
Like Luke P would tear everybody up. Like he's like straight monster. Like
yeah. And he's a sociopath. Like whatever. He's crazy. But
I'm just saying physically. Like he would tear
them all
up.
These people who like don't have any connection with Hannah and like they're trying to be the, like, not Garrett. Garrett has like a connection with her. But like Devin and like Grant and like whoever being all like, being like the ones that kind of like also like
they're know, like buddy buddy arms the, around yeah, each
like,
other
pushing the fight. I was like talking about like they're like you
they're
know
laughing
I'm
in
here
his face
I'm
and
here
stuff.
For my connection with Hannah. I was like, what connection do you have?
Right, and that's why they went home. So what else we got for some Bachelor news?
But yeah, so other folks who are gonna be on Bachelor in Paradise include Wills, who I love. We called it. John Paul Jones gonna be there.
JPJ.
Some ladies from Colton season, like Hannah G, Nicole, Sydney. We
they had some random people.
Random Jane. She was on for literally, I think, one episode of Colton season. Onika.
They had nothing in the description. They're like, yeah, we got nothing.
Yeah. Onika, Katie.
There's like an old cast member, a guy.
Demi. Yeah, so Chris, who is literally like from like Emily's season, I believe, like way back before either of us started watching the show, who like actively went on. I think he went before like Bachelor in Paradise was a thing. They had Bachelor Pad.
Yeah, he went on Bachelor Pad.
When Bachelor Pad, he was been like he had come back to different like seasons or whatever.
He's like a villain,
and like not exactly. I think he was more of like a, I don't know, but he like you know officially went on to like one of these like you know after Bachelor shows to be like, I'm officially retiring from Bachelor Nation. This was like 3 years ago, and obviously not, dude. You couldn't stay away for too long.
I'm not happy that Onika is on there.
Well, no, and they put her on there with like. Nicole, so that's like they had like the drama during Colton season, so
yeah, but Nicole's gonna get swiped out. Like, all right, so this is not gonna be good for Onika. Like, she's gonna go home probably like in the first.
I feel like she's like, who was the girl from like a season or two ago who was like the one black girl who's like super aggressive and like was all over every dude?
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember her name. She was like from
But she wasn't really like making any connections.
She's like one of like Rachel Lindsay's friends.
Yeah. Like. Yeah, I didn't like her either. But yeah, I don't know. It's like they're really outspoken. They like some people like make their career just defending the Bachelor or Bachelorette. Like they like being like the friends around them and stuff. So it'll
one
be
of the guys that's on the season is Blake from Beck's season. He was a runner up.
Yeah.
And there's already drama with him before the show's even going to be out, because before the show even started filming, I believe he was already like hooking up with multiple Bachelor Nation chicks. Like, who were friends with each other. And then Lo's like, I'm going to go on the show. Everything's going to be fine. So I think he's going to go into the show with, like, a love triangle, love octagon, love whatever.
Which
so,
girls?
Unsure, I think. I think Tayshia might be one of them. I think Kaylin might be. Kaylin's definitely one of them, because there's going to be some drama with, like, how I think he tried to be like, you know, us actually hooking up wasn't a good idea and you shouldn't talk about it. Which, like, for someone like Kaylin, who was all raped.
Hold on, what happened with Kaylin?
Remember?
That's my girl. Remember, well, what happened with Blake and Kaylin?
I think they hooked up.
No.
Well.
What happened, though? Why is he telling her not to tell people?
Because it was before the show was, before they started the show, I think.
Oh, goodness. This is going to be a great season.
I know. I know. I just need this bullshit with Hannah to end so we can get to the good shit.
Dude, Bachelor in Paradise is the reason why we do this show, to be honestly. Honest. I don't hate that show at all.
I can't wait until it starts. I'll wear the Bachelor in Paradise shirt that you got me.
I've gotten you so many shirts, V.
Okay.
I need, well, and all you do, no, I got you now. Shirts. How many shirts have you got me? No, you don't, you complain about how many, like, times I wear a shirt. That's all you do for
me
in shirts.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, God forbid there's a free box of shirts and they're just black and I like black. You know, never mind, guys. She's such a hater.
I'm just trying to make sure you diversify your clothing options.
Well, but how would you help me out by getting me some shirts?
Okay, you know what? If I see something good at J. Crew, I'll tell Mama D to grab it for you on
her
discount.
I don't need anything. I'm just playing. But yeah, so
he'll send me a J. Crew link later. Yeah, like, just this is the one I like.
but no. So yeah, a lot of Bachelor stuff. I'm definitely looking forward to Bachelor in Paradise. So, well, let's get into our slapper of the week.
Yeah.
This week, you know, Drake had some new songs and stuff. I'm just not feeling it. Just because it's Drake doesn't mean like, yeah, I know you liked it.
I liked one of the songs.
Yeah.
Liked,
I just haven't liked a lot of like super hip hop stuff lately, or what's considered hip hop these days.
I think I have.
yeah, but so I had heard the new song by X Ambassadors featuring K-Flay, and I really liked it. So this week's slapper of the week is called Confidence by X Ambassadors featuring K-Flay. So why don't we just, without further ado, just get into it.
Yeah,
let's go.
You make me lose my confidence.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
bobbing.
Tony the Tiger.
Oh, the shoulders, A.
But my confidence waver.
Woo!
When you walk in the room, don't know what to do.
Do.
You're so cold to me, so over me, and baby, you make me lose my confidence.
It's so hot.
You make me lose my confidence. You make me lose my confidence.
You got me off balance. Usually I'm loud, but you got me all silent. When you look into my eyes, you cut me down to size. Usually I'm strong, but I'm acting like 13. Baby, can you see how it hurts me? When you look into my eyes, I feel like I could die. You're so cold to me, so over me, and you make me lose my.
The week, X Ambassadors, Confidence, featuring K Flay. Woo, is that a good thing? You make me lose my confidence?
I think like it's talking about the idea of like maybe like getting, you know, butterflies or just like just feeling like almost like nervous around someone you like, but I don't know.
Would you rather a guy be confident or lose his confidence when he's like trying to approach you?
I mean, like I like confidence, but I think like it should be, that should just be like how you act. Like you shouldn't be putting on a facade to impress me.
But what if he lost his confidence because you made him?
Then I guess I would be flattered that I like disarmed him with my personality and beauty and charm.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Yeah. What do we got for some shout outs?
So I wanted to shout out my gals, Abby, Sierra, and Brianna, who hung out with me before we went to go to the multi-artist concert that ended with the Jonas Brothers. Mm. We like rode the train together. We did all the shenanigans, got out to Long Island. It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
We drank some rosé vodka in the train. It was great. We had a great time. We sort of shouted him out earlier, but I want to shout out Sims again. He is in Ireland currently. He will be running, swimming,
Zach!
And biking his way to finishing an Ironman this weekend.
Ironman in Ireland.
Yes. And so he and some of his other friends who have ran a couple, like a couple of his friends already ran their Ironmans or did their Ironmans, because there's more than running. And him and then one of his other friends is doing it this weekend. They've been raising money to help fund a van for organization, the Exceptional Foundation, I believe it's called.
I donated to it.
I donated as well. So it's to help, you know, folks with disabilities once they hit a certain age. They lose like a lot of the different services provided to them, making it harder for them to, you know, keep work, get work, etc. So like this van
live.
Would, yeah. This van would help transport them to different
awesome.
Places.
Awesome. Well, shout out to him, man. I love you, bro. You got any more?
I guess I wanted to shout out one of my friends in the company, Jeremy Rice. He's the reason why I got to meet the Jonas Brothers. So.
Jeremy Rice is my brother. I love you. He's the man.
He is the man.
He's always had my back. He's the dope. He's my dude. You know.
He's dope. Yeah. I mean, he had my back as well. So
yeah, obviously. yeah, I wanted to get a couple shout outs. I want to shout out my brother JT and his girl Megan. They had their baby. It's a beautiful baby boy, and it's beautiful. Oh my goodness. Like, they haven't named it yet. I don't know. They're still, like, you know, thinking, you know, what this name is. And I appreciate people that think about you know, the name. It's everything.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, it could be, you know, I don't know. I just think there's so much in a name, you know?
I agree.
And, you know, if you're just, no offense to, like, Brian's or, you know.
I don't feel like I could be any other name than my own.
I know. I just feel like nowadays, like, people really think about names. Like, it's not so much of, like, let me just name him Brian or Chris or something like that. Like, Christopher.
Yeah, you got to think
Christopher,
about,
like, you're going to name your kid Christopher? Like, that.
If it has, like, you know, maybe familial ties, like, I could see that, like, you know.
Yeah, for sure. But I don't know. People sometimes just be naming them just basic names.
I feel like,
why do we have to name these names?
I feel like we shouldn't also just be naming them crazy names, just naming crazy names.
No, for sure, for sure. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, give it a chance to be something special. Like, you know, like, don't make it about you in this name. Make it about the kid. Like, you know, the difference is like, you got the Kardashians. They're just naming their kids for them. They're not naming them for
Stormy.
Yeah, I don't think they're naming them for the kids. But that doesn't even matter. The kids are already going to be fine anyway. So,
yeah, fuck them.
But, you know, when you're a normal person, this is like your whole life. You got to think about how the kids are going to make fun of it, like, growing up. But then, you know, how the name is going to make them stand out. You know, you have to think a lot about a name. So shout out to them. I'm going to give them an air horn. I mean, do it around the baby, though.
I mean, if people hate their name, they can always just legally change it.
But it's just a harder thing.
Yeah.
I wanted to shout out my friend Rosie. Shout out to Rosie. She's a hustler. She has a bunch of different jobs, but she's very good at doing hair. And she did my mom's hair for the Emmys, and my mom looked beautiful, and she was super happy. So I really appreciate Rosie. Thank you. And then I wanted to give a shout out to my brother Stegie. Shout out to Stegie. Stegie is the brother of PG.
If you couldn't guess.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because
we don't have real names here.
No, we make up nicknames. I named Paul PG. Obviously, it's his initials, but PG is, like, you know, he did film, so PG is like a rating movies and stuff.
Okay.
So then when Steven came in, moved with us, like, you know, I kind of, like, I was DJing, and I got him, like, to start DJing as well. And he was really good naturally. And he was like, what should have been my DJ name? And we talked about it. And you're like, yo, why don't you just name yourself Stegie? Because it's like PG, but Stegie. And shout out to Steven, man. It's his birthday this weekend. I hope you have a good one, bro. I love you. I got a lot going on in this coming week, weekend and stuff. I can't really get into it right now. So I will talk about it on next week's episode. Guys, we got, what is that? When Bachelor ends it with, like,
like, to be continued.
Yeah, what is that? Is that a to be continued?
Yeah.
Oh, no, a cliffhanger.
It's cliffhanger.
Yeah, so I'm leaving you guys with a cliffhanger. We'll talk about what I get into this weekend. It's going to be fun or interesting. So just because there's some things going down. But Veronica, what are you
going to
be getting into?
I'm going to Hilton Head, and one of the people I'm going to Hilton Head with will be on our episode next week.
Ooh! Why don't we shout her out right now?
Taylor Marie.
Early crush on my show, no longer, because she is dating a very cool guy. So, no, but Taylor Marie has been a big friend of ours, and also a compadre, a listener of the show. And we want to get, like, some of our listeners in here to see how they like the show, how, you know, their lives are going, how it intertwines with our lives, what they think about, like, pop culture going on in the world. So I'm very excited to have Taylor Marie, aka TM, come on the show next week and be our third co-host for us. So episode 66 will be next week, and I hope you guys, you know, we're getting very close to your number, V. So
my number. I just think it'll be fun.
I just think it'll be fun, she said. We should, you know, and that one, I don't know why, but switch seats.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's funny. No, not funny? Oh, man.
Anyways,
I think we should end it.
Yeah, let's end it.
I think it's a wrap.
All right, guys.
All right, guys.
Welcome to Future Things. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. We love you. Thanks for always listening. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And this is Future Bachelor. Love you. Future Bachelor Podcast.